Harper Audio presents Imperfect Justice, Prosecuting Casey Anthony by Jeff Ashton with Lisa Pulitzer. This is Jeff Ashton.
Prologue. I hate the moment right before the verdict is read. It's my least favorite part of any trial, because someone in the room knows what the jury has decided, and I don't. Although I've tried more than 300 cases in my 30 years as a prosecutor, that moment never loses its impact, and this time was no different. Sitting between my two co-counsels in courtroom 23A of the Orange County Courthouse, all I could do was watch as the jury filed in to hand down the last verdict of my career, the guilt or innocence of Casey Anthony. The seven women and five men who'd been deliberating only 13 hours over the previous 2 days had not asked to review any of the jailhouse recordings of Casey's conversations with law enforcement or members of her family. It was very unusual for a jury, especially in a case like this, to fail to request something of the court. Even in minor cases, jurors customarily need clarification on legal issues important to the case. I never predict a jury verdict, but based on the quickness of their decision, I was confident they would find the young mother guilty of first-degree murder or manslaughter at the very least. Prosecutors Linda Burdick and Frank George were seated on either side of me at the prosecutor's table. We had been summoned back to the courtroom a little after 1 p.m. on Tuesday, July 5, 2011, with the announcement that the verdict was in. I had returned to my office from lunch.